This is Crick Info Audio.
Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. The first test between India and West Indies began at Antigua a few minutes ago, and India surprised everyone with their team selection. First, they picked six batsmen and just four specialist bowlers, abandoning their recent strategy of playing aggressively with five specialist bowlers. To add to that, they left out Irfan Pathan and Harbhajan Singh, picking a pace attack of VRV Singh, Munaf Patel and Srisanth, with Anil Kumble as the lone spinner. I called up Crick Info's editor, Sambit Bal, to get his reactions.
Sambit, what do you think of the Indian team selection? It's rather bizarre how they've gone in with such a defensive strategy, playing six batsmen and just four bowlers.
Yeah, it's strange. It goes against the grain of everything that Chapman and Dravid have been trying to do for a year almost. And they've always picked teams that they think could win. And I know for sure that Greg Chappell always thinks that we should play with five bowlers. Dravid perhaps is not so sure, but they picked five bowlers in the last test they played against England in Bombay, where they could have been excused for picking four, and with hindsight, you could say it was a wrong selection because they were sitting on a 1-0 lead. But in this case, they were going into a test match, first test of the series. They're playing on a dead pitch. 300 and 400 have been scored on this pitch in the last two tests. And when India played here last time, Ajay Rathra scored 100. So you would go into the first set of a series with a bowling attack that gives you the best option of winning. But that said, I think they have been hamstrung by Irfan Pathan's form in this tour so far. He, more than anybody else, has given a lot of balance to this team. And he can bat well at number 7 and bowl incisively at in the first spell. And he's looked a very pale shadow of himself in this tour so far, apart from the second match where the ball sort of swung around in the first 10 overs. It's difficult to put a finger on what's wrong with him. But not having him in his best form created a selection problem. If you try to think how the team might have thought is that they're going in the first test, they don't want to lose it. And India hasn't had a great record overseas, and they want to make sure that they don't lose the first test, which is a defensive, negative and a very baffling decision, I would say.
Do you think it's reflective of how this Indian team has lost confidence over the last month? India had such a good run in one-day cricket, and that suddenly and inexplicably ended when they lost this one-day series 1-4. And are these the first visible signs of what that has done to the team and what that has done to the management sinking?
It's hard to believe that two strong men like Chappell and Dravid have gone soft in a matter of 3 weeks. It's difficult to conjecture what really went in the team meeting. But I would say that on prima facie, it appears a confused selection. You see, they wanted to go completely defensive, they wouldn't have picked the bowlers they picked. I don't think they have taken the safe option in terms of bowlers. If they wanted to play absolutely safe, they would have gone for Harbhajan and Irfan. The guys have got proven track records, and nobody would have criticized the team management for picking them. Instead, they've gone for Munaf, Srisanth and VRV Singh. These are bowlers who have promised, and I think it's a huge gamble that they've taken by going with these three untested, untried bowlers in test cricket. I know for sure that Chappell rates VRV very highly, and he thinks that he's a potential match winner in the future and he'll be a huge star. That's what he thinks. But he has done nothing in international cricket so far to merit selection, really. So it's a huge putt and a huge gamble.
But Sambit, don't you think it's rather odd for them nevertheless to leave out Harbhajan Singh? I mean, if you are going to be aggressive and play positively, you are going to play your four best bowlers, and Harbhajan certainly is one of them, isn't he?
I always believe that you should play your best bowlers, irrespective of what the conditions are. You don't play batsmen according to pitch conditions. You rarely pick a batsman thinking that, okay, this guy can play swing, this guy can play spin well. You usually pick your best batsman. I fail to understand why people always discriminate against bowlers and particularly spinners. There is nothing to suggest that the Antigua pitch will be favour fast bowlers. There is nothing sort of in the last 3 years, fast bowlers really haven't won test matches for anyone. So, leaving Harbhajan out and playing Munaf, VRV and Srisant it defies logic, I would say.
Thank you, Sambit.
That was Sambit Bal, Cricinfo's editor, telling us why he is baffled by the selection of the Indian side at Antigua. To access our audio features directly, go to cricinfo.com/audio and feel free to send in your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.